95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Stu is in for Sluggo today.
Hello.
Trying to work on the mic. We got to talk right into this part.
Where is the...
You've worked here a lot longer. There you go.
I don't know how this works.
There you go. That's how it works.
It's been forever.
Woo! Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about the Animal Bridge that's closing the 101 freeway. Yeah. North and south.
Yeah, yeah. That's great, isn't it?
It's great.
It's great.
Anytime they close the freeway, it's great.
It's awesome. Who doesn't love animals? They're delicious.
Right. That's my point.
That's awful, and I don't mean that.
Did you see the car that took off and soared like over two trucks and went into the garage?
Like a Dukes of Hazzard
move?
Cool.
Yes.
No, I did not see that.
It was insane. I mean, I saw a video of it. I didn't see it live, but I saw a video of it. It's crazy.
I want to see that. Or I feel like I've seen that. I've watched Chips.
You probably have, yeah.
I've watched Dukes.
Have you ever lost control of a vehicle or your motorcycle? Where you're like in the air?
No, I haven't lost control. I mean, I've been hit.
Yeah, different.
But no, like launched, catch air.
Yes.
No.
Crazy feeling.
Yeah, you do have experience.
Your mind starts, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, things slow down.
Everything slows down.
Okay.
But we'll talk about
that.
That's weird. The smartest girl in the world is in India. She's 13 years old.
Of course she is.
Of course.
Yeah, I think she's, I think I got her the other day when I called up somebody that was, I needed help.
Yeah, let's move on. We got Gimme Five. Songs with I in the title.
I? The letter I?
That
could be anything.
I, meaning me. Hi.
Oh, it's got to be like a space, I, and then a space.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And one American dollar also.
Oh, boy.
Coming up. Plus, the KLOS name game is up to $800.
What?
So we'll give you a chance to play that before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Yeah.
Stu just came flying in.
Sure.
How about?
Everything's fine.
Don't worry about anything. There is a new project that's closing down a freeway in Southern California.
Yeah, yeah. I thought they were done with it, honestly. I guess they hadn't started.
That blows. Oh, no, they've started. They just have to stop the traffic.
We were on our way to Canyon Club the other day.
Yes, that's where it is, on the 101.
Sure.
North and south. And here's the report.
Heads up, starting tonight, a portion of the 101 freeway will close in Agoura Hills. Caltrans will continue construction on a wildlife crossing, which will allow animals a safer route over that busy stretch of road.
Okay, so already I'm mad.
Yeah, because animal?
I mean, come on now.
Safer
traffic.
Traffic.
I mean, really, how necessary is this?
I don't know. You got to ask the animals.
Yes, Philip Giovanna, that project actually started back in 2022. You can see it right there on the 101. It's well underway. And as you mentioned, a stretch of the 101 freeway will be closed starting tonight to construct the Wallace Annenberg Wildlife Crossing here in Agoura Hills. Caltrans is constructing the wildlife crossing over the 101 west of Liberty Canyon Road.
This is basically they're making an entire bridge
over
the freeway.
Yeah.
Over a 10-lane freeway.
I feel like I'm going to be going up there to Canyon Club and looking like, look, there's an elk. Oh, look, there's a mountain lion. Look, there's a badger.
I don't think there's going to be an elk, but you never know.
You never know.
To reconnect habitat that is vital for wildlife to survive and thrive. The first full closure is tonight at 11.
That's tonight.
Through tomorrow at 5 a.m. This will be happening Monday through Friday, affecting the southbound lanes of the 101 freeway between Chesapro Road and Liberty Canyon Road.
Yeah.
The overnight closures will enable crews to safely lift and place large concrete beams.
Okay,
that's fascinating.
Girders. I don't think we need to know. They're called girders.
I thought he was going to say lift and move like wildlife.
No, unfortunately. So then I looked into it a little bit more because I thought, how important can this be?
It's critical.
They say genetic analysis. Already I'm like, what? Whoa. Genetic analysis.
That was
indicates that lions in the Santa Monica Mountains have among the lowest genetic diversity of any mountain lion population ever documented.
They're so inbred.
They're so inbred.
And they're out here? Sorry.
The project's website notes the crossing will, quote, provide the connectivity needed to fix this genetic collapse.
Well, okay. I'm down.
So basically, they can't get to anybody that's not in their family.
They can't get. Yeah, I mean, if imagine if that was a human being. I mean, do we need to build a bridge in Appalachia?
That's a great question. Well, Stu is in for Sluggo today. We are up to $800.
$800
for the KLOS name game. We'll give you another chance to play here just before 4 o'clock. Cool. Here's the headline. Girl in India thwarts monkey attack using Amazon's Alexa.
Now, wait, what? Okay, wait. Say that again.
Girl in India thwarts monkey attack using Amazon Alexa.
That's what I'd use.
The incident occurred this past Thursday, April 11th, in India. A man had reportedly left the main door open by mistake.
To the monkey cage.
And a large-sized monkey, no, to the house.
Oh,
and a large-sized monkey entered the house.
Oh, he was just roaming the streets as they do.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The primate entered the double-story residence, vandalized the drawing room on the ground floor, and then climbed to the kitchen on the first floor in search of food.
He met a pretty girl instead.
This girl is 13 years old, and she thought to herself, as she sees the monkey coming at her and her tiny baby sister,
how can I exploit this for profit?
No. How do I stay alive?
Oh, okay, that too.
And she says out loud, Alexa, bark like a dog.
What?
And Alexa barks like a dog, and the monkey jumps out the window.
Isn't that amazing? I want to hire her. Now.
Same.
I don't know what's for, but that is ingenuity.
So I tried to get a sound effect of Alexa barking, and it doesn't sound like it's very...
Not convincing?
No, not very. Here's what it sounds like.
Really? What?
Okay, so that's...
So it's a Pomeranian that barks from about a mile away.
It's what it sounds like.
Wow.
But it worked. It actually worked. She actually said, Alexa, bark like a dog. And I hope everybody at home's Alexa is going off
right
now.
Yeah, for sure.
But how smart was she?
I mean, I would have picked Alexa up and thrown it at the monkey. That's the thing I would have thought of before making it bark like a dog. Okay.
Alexa barked like a dog.
Man, talk about being quick on your feet thinking. Right? She's an action hero. She should be on money. She's a hero.
She should be on money. She's absolutely. Is that the first time bark like a dog has been said to save people's lives?
Certainly enhance people's lives.
Yes, Stu is in the studio with
What's going on?
Filling in.
Yeah.
You saw the video of the car in Riverside County that flew over the front yard and over two trucks into the garage?
Amazing footage.
It is pretty great.
You have to see it.
Video captured a dramatic crash earlier this month. The car went airborne in Jurupa Valley in the neighborhood and soared into the garage of a home. This happened April 1st, so 4th. So earlier this...
It should have happened April 1st.
It should have, yes, but unfortunately it didn't.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. Yeah.
We need chips for this story?
Totally.
Video from a doorbell camera showed the car striking a curb and launching into the air. You saw it.
Yeah, the way cars do. If you hit a curb, you're going airborne. I mean, how many times do we see it on
That's
Dukes?
That's not a thing.
Chips, Smokey and the Bandit. This is like all three of those movies rolled up in one.
It is. That's
TV
true.
Show and movies, yeah.
So he literally launched into the air over two trucks
into a garage. Right next to a Mustang Fastback, I think a 68, and then right into that spot. It is like the studliest stunt move you've ever seen a citizen pull off.
If he meant it. However, he didn't mean it.
Yeah, and well, not consciously.
I mean, he had to have had some kind of...
I assume he had
alcohol,
like
a
Coke or a beer in one hand, and he was probably texting with the other and driving with his knee.
You're giving him the benefit of a Coke? He said he was just trying to turn when he was going too fast.
He said he was trying to turn.
Did you see how fast he was going?
He was hauling ass, yeah, man.
That was insanity.
I mean, you know, he was probably driving with his knee. He turned fast into the greatest stunt driver in Jurupa, that's for sure.
I didn't know that was a category.
Dude, I didn't ever even heard of Harupa. And then a family, my cousin married a girl, and her family was in Harupa. It's out there.
Did somebody just go through her garage?
Yeah, that'd I don't know. I should check it out. If maybe it's maybe this happened in my own family.
Had you ever lost control of your car or motorcycle?
I've been in a car that lost control, and we rolled down an embankment. I remember that. That was weird.
I want you to explain the feeling, because I did the same thing. I rolled and rolled.
Yeah.
The feeling of hanging on, and whatever happens, happens. I'm not in control anymore.
Yeah, it was weird because I wasn't wearing my seatbelt. This was in early, like maybe this was 1990 or something. And you know, hold on, big. I wasn't driving. I had been having drinks. So I was like, hold on. And I'm bouncing around the cab. Thank God the window wasn't open because that thing would have rolled out of
It's a good thing you didn't break it.
It's
lucky you didn't break
it. It is very lucky.
And yeah, diving
right
out.
Down on not in the 91.
Man, oh man. I had to avoid a cow.
Really?
Yes.
That's
and
what...
Turned it to the right, and then I turned into it,
you
back to the left.
It?
Yes. And I remember thinking, I totally pulled that off. And right where the word off is, I flipped like three or four times.
Oh.
So I had to go back to the car rental agency and draw them a map. Go 100 miles, 30 feet off the road, it's going to be upside down.
And were you at speed? Were you like going
I was doing 70.
Oh, my God. We were doing like 20.
Oh, yeah. It's still a crazy feeling.
Yeah.
Because it was dark for mine. And
me too.
So I didn't know if it was a cliff or if it was flat.
Yeah, what it was.
I didn't know if I was going to fall 500 feet. I had no idea.
You were on your way back from Vegas, is that right?
No.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter.
Burning Man.
Burning Man. Wow, a cow in the road.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, we're building that thing up there on the 101
so the cow can get across. All right, so we're going to take your phone calls if you lost control. If your car or truck or motorcycle left the ground, somehow got air. And while you were in the air, you noticed that feeling of, I'm not in control of this at all. And your mind works really fast right then. Everything sort of slows down.
Yeah,
and you
weird.
Go, all right.
It goes slow. It goes fast. All of a sudden, Jesus, take the wheel. It starts playing in your head. Not my head, but maybe yours.
818-955-KLOS. If you have had your vehicle, whether it's a car, truck, or motorcycle, leave the road.
Airborne.
Get airborne and what that feeling was like. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about if your car ever left the ground.
Great stories.
What a crazy story that must be. And it happened to you?
So I was in Beckley, West Virginia.
Okay.
Over on the East Coast. I'm from Cincinnati, so predominantly lived over there my entire life. I'm digressing. But anyway.
Hey, I'm going to need to make some popcorn for this.
But anyways, yeah, so I had my pregnant wife. She was in the passenger seat. And I had my 4-year-old daughter in the back with my dog, right?
Oh,
and,
so we're leaving the mountains. There was a it was like a blizzard the night before. And as soon as we came out from under the mountain, dude, it was just instant snow. The 2018 Ford Focus, we completely go sideways, and I look over at her, and she looks at me, and she's like, honey, do something. She's like, Seth, do something. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? We break through the guardrail, and we're going down an embankment.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
And we go down the mountain, and the force was so sheer. The 2018 Ford Focus I was driving went all the way down backwards and then all the way up to the top of the valley, and it broke the guardrail. We sunk back down to the bottom. I turn around. My daughter's okay. My pregnant wife's all right. She's an ex-wife now. Woohoo. But,
your dog?
Yeah, dude, my dog.
Ex-dog.
My dog was like... Oh, man, he was so scared. He was like,
it's not his ex-dog. He was all right. Thank God.
No, the dog divorced him, though. He didn't include that.
Of course, it would after you drive like that.
Right?
818-955-KLOS. We're talking about you. Your wheels left the ground. 818-955-KLOS. We're taking calls on your car left the road. You went flying.
Yeah. With reliving.
Reliving, yeah. You have a story like that?
Oh, yeah. I was in a Camaro going about 100 down Beach Boulevard.
Love this already.
91.
Excellent.
Totally.
You're 91 and not exit incident.
Yeah.
I hit the train tracks right there in a Camaro at 100 miles an hour, launched the whole car into the air.
And then what happened?
Oh, I had police there, I had paramedics there, they were pulling me out of the car, and the biggest thing I was worried about was my car okay, and my head was gashed open, arm was all messed up.
Well, wait, so...
No seatbelt on.
You landed, did the car land on its wheels? What happened?
The car landed on one wheel and then rolled off into the curb in a Squid Music store right there, parking lot.
Whoa. Yeah.
Man, that's rough, but you were okay.
Oh, as okay as I can get.
What year was this?
This was, I want to say, 2018.
Oh, not that long.
Wow.
No.
I just love that in Buena Park, Camaros are still hauling ass down the road at 100 miles an hour on Beach Boulevard. Like, that's that could have happened in 1970 or 2018.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, this is Gene out of Santa Cruz, California.
All right, Gene.
Hey, I got back from Vietnam, and I knew the town, and a couple of buddies of mine got together in my old 46 truck. And we're chasing these beautiful girls up by the boardwalk. And I go, let's go up one street. So I go up one street because I know the place. And I come down, and they're right next to us. And all of a sudden, the guy goes, uh-oh. And I look up, and it's an embankment. And we land up sideways behind them and skid off the road out into the lagoon.
Oh, yeah.
Were they turned on by that?
Yeah, did they get the number?
Yeah, oh, they stopped and fucking loved it.
Laughing and pointing and then driving away.
Idiots. 818-955-KLOS.
I think it also just bears mentioning that if you're driving 100 miles an hour down Beach Boulevard or any road in Los Angeles, you're an ass.
Yeah, like, I think that's a given.
Don't do that.
818-955-KLOS. Call them. We're taking phone calls about your car actually left the ground.
It's amazing.
You flew in your car. You have a story like that?
Hey, I was calling about the flying cars.
Yes, were you in a flying car?
Yeah, I was in one. Heard by truck.
What happened?
Oh, I was coming out of Santa Monica through Santa Monica Canyon by Palisades, and the road forks at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody took the wrong way, and it was at night. And I had nowhere to go but fly into the creek, and it's this 90-degree wall with my truck.
Ooh.
That I got from Sean Young, the actress who I've seen at the time.
Great detail.
Yeah.
Was she pissed or what?
No, she wasn't pissed. She gave it to me.
Might not even been hers to give.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you today?
Good, thank you. You drove a car that went flying?
Yes, I did.
Let's hear it.
I was kind of chasing somebody. And
we'll come back to that.
Yeah. Was it the last guy?
Yeah.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that wasn't the last guy. Right. Anyways, and I was on the freeway, and he was ahead of me, and I got around on the left side of him.
Yeah.
And so he decided to get off the freeway right there. And
that's what I do.
Thought, well, hell no, this ain't gonna happen. So I went off the freeway too from the lane I was in, and you know, I was a little late on my approach to the off ramp.
Oh, yeah.
And there's those little ditches right there, like little gutters or something like that. And of course, and I was in a big car, hit those things, and
bye bye.
And I was going quite fast, and I'm going down the on ramp, off ramp. It was a downhill one, and luckily he had sense enough to not stop at the bottom of it for too long because my wheels were not on the ground, and I couldn't stop.
I mean, I think he had sense not to stop at the bottom because you were a crazy woman was following him.
Yeah.
So, well, it was his wife, and he was with somebody else. And
so. Oh, that changes the stakes.
It does, yes. Yeah. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. Sing it. Give me five. This is Stu. A lot of people don't know.
This is like in a row, my audition. And you know what's come of it? Not a damn
nothing.
Thing.
Nothing.
Not a thing. But we famous here on KLOS.
We are doing 5 songs at 5 o'clock with a theme. Today's theme is songs with I in the title.
That's amazing. Just the letter I.
Letter I. Songs with I in the title. Yeah. Like, I want you
to want me.
I want you to want me.
Hey there, guys.
Hi. Howdy. Give me 5 songs with I in the title.
I've got one that I think Stu's going to appreciate. It's I Don't Know by Ozzy.
There you go. Why didn't I think of that? All I was coming up with, I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. I don't think we're going to do that.
No, we're not.
I know you're such a Barry Manilow fan and everything, but I had to go hard with Ozzy.
Ooh, sling right through the heart.
Well played, sir. Thank you for calling. Stu is filling in.
Trying.
We've tried to do one American dollar with you, and you haven't had much success.
I have a perfect, unblemished record
of not winning.
Hosing this thing every time.
Let's try it again. That's what I need. Hey, I think this is going to be easy.
You think this is my day?
For you, of all people.
You know, I'm not the dumbest guy in the room, usually.
Nope, that's not what I'm referring to. You will see.
Okay.
The top 10 best guitarists of all time.
You would think this would be a slam dunk.
Of course.
But then the question is, who's asking? Is, like, Andre Segovia number one? Because, I mean, I just said it, so if he's on the list, I want a point.
No, you don't get a point only if he's on the list. That has to be a guess.
Right.
No, okay. It's a site where people vote on. So people go to the site, they vote who's the best guitarist.
Yeah, okay.
So I know it's subjective, but I think you'll agree with most of it.
Okay, all right, then.
All right, so.
Top 10 best
guitarists of all time.
I have to get four or six right?
You get six guesses to get four right.
To get four right.
Give me, here's the dollar right here.
There it is. It's an actual dollar.
Yep.
All right. Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix is number one.
All right. Eddie Van Halen.
Eddie Van Halen is number three.
Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page is number two.
Okay.
I told you you'd get this.
All right. I'm most of the way there.
And you just need one more.
Okay. It's not Andre Segovia? Eric Clapton.
You got to get one more. Eric Clapton is correct. Yes, you won.
I got the dollar.
I knew you won.
Oh my god.
I knew you won.
Oh my god. Wow. Oh my god. Confetti too.
Balloons and confetti along
you
with
you went all out. And who's this young lady coming in here? What is going on?
Time for what we learned. They're building a bridge for animals over the 101 in Agoura Hills, so the mountain lions in Santa Monica aren't so incredibly inbred.
They're inbred.
Yes.
And they're, okay.
Yes.
They're going to find their way to this?
Hopefully. Yes. I don't know how they're going to lead them there, but they're going to try. A girl in India fought off a monkey that was looking for food in her house by telling Alexa to bark like a dog.
She is my hero.
Same.
But there are a lot of questions still yet to be answered.
And your next chance to play the KLOS name. How about the KLOS name game?
Dude, all the way. It's not really that much. 800 bucks. I mean, we gave away 12,000 bucks a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
And chances are that whoever we play this name game with now ain't going to get it.
Well, I mean, they could try.
They could try. Well, that's the whole point.
855-KLOS. If you want to play the KLOS name game, call now. We'll take caller 25. Good luck. 95.5. Yes, it is. KLOS, who's this?
Brian.
You are caller 25.
No way.
Yeah.
Get to play the KLOS name game. We're looking for the name of a men's professional sports team from either the NBA or the NFL. And the last two guesses were the LA Chargers and the LA Rams.
Hmm.
I think I'm going the Raptors.
Wow. Toronto NBA?
Toronto, NBA. You didn't even hesitate, dude. Are you a big fan?
Not really.
Yeah, me neither. Good answer. I like this guy.
Not really. Also, it's it's incorrect. I'm sorry.
Yeah, wish we could give you that money.
That's a weird choice if you don't like them.
Yeah. Why Raptors? Gotta know.
Samuel L. Jackson likes them and Jackie Brown.
Okay.
Oh.
That's as good a reason as any.
That's one of my favorite movies, and I don't think I realized that.
Because he brings the money for the bail bonds gun. He says, I got it right here in my Raptor bag.
I love it.
That's a great
Max
reason.
Max Cherry. That's great, dude.
Thank you for playing. We appreciate it. And the pot will go up to
$900
before 5 o'clock.
Hey, let's play that name game.
Play the name game. It's for $900.
900 bucks. Huh?
We will take caller 25 at 818-955-KLOS. Caller 25. Hopefully you can win. Yeah, baby. KLOS. Hello. Who's this?
This is Veronica.
Hi, Veronica. You're caller 25.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah-huh.
Absolutely, yes. So you get to play the KLOS name game. We are looking for the name of a men's professional sports team from either the NBA or the NFL. And the last two guesses were the Toronto Raptors and the LA Chargers. You want to get
you
that?
You want to get that? Yeah.
No, it's fine.
Okay. All right, good. You're not working 911, are you?
No, I don't. It's fine.
That's right. I like your style.
What is your guess?
I'm going to go with the Steelers.
The Pittsburgh Steelers are incorrect.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Thank you for trying.
But you helped move the game ahead.
That's right. Yeah. It's going to be $1,000 before 6 o'clock. It is time for the KLOS name game.
Thank
we are
God.
Up to $1,000.
$1,000. You want $1,000? You want to play the name game? Call us up. At 818, I can't even do this. 818-955-KLOS. We're looking for caller 25, 818-955-KLOS. You call, we play, maybe you win. Cinderella.
I'm sorry?
Undispella.
The name game.
It is the name game. KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
How are you?
We're good.
Yeah. I am ready to play your name game.
What is your name?
My name is Melissa.
Melissa, you're a ball of fireball of energy, aren't you?
I am just a fireball. Yes, I am.
Were you just singing a Pitbull song?
I was.
Oh, that hurts.
What?
All right. We are looking for the name of a men's professional sports team from either the NBA or the NFL, and the last two guesses were Pittsburgh Steelers and Toronto Raptors. So for $1,000, what is your guess?
I'm going to go for the Portland Trailblazers.
The Portland Trailblazers.
Why the Portland Trailblazers? Is that where you're from?
No, it isn't. Just it's a random thing that you might say. Is the winner.
Oh, okay. Just totally random. Not tied to a Quentin Tarantino movie or anything. Great guess.
Unfortunately, incorrect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Glad to build that pot, and I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
What the spirit? Man,
look at the spirit there. You
be
rule.
Be more like Melissa. Right.
Thank you. $1,100 tomorrow morning with Heidi and Frank at 7 o'clock.